Hey sis, it's Maria McTee, and welcome to the Queen's Corner podcast. Okay, so for today's episode, okay, we're just gonna get into it. Like, the title of it is the title of it for a reason. Okay, oh my gosh, girl, can you stop with the excuses? That's the title of it. I'm sticking to it. I'm staying with it for a reason. Okay. And that just leads me back to what we're talking about today. Girl, stop making excuses. Like, can you stop with the excuses? Whatever it is, I just want to take a pause. I just want to take a pause. Whatever it is that came to your mind when I said that. And I've said like three times now, so I'm pretty sure you probably have some stuff come up in your mind. Whatever it is that came to your mind when you even thought, like, you said, "Oh, I'm gonna listen to this." Whatever it is that came to your mind, that is one of the things that you precisely need to stop making excuses about. It came right up for you. I'm telling you, trust me, trust yourself, trust God. It came right up for you. What you need to stop making excuses about. I'm making this episode because honestly, this is something I've been having to say to myself too. None of us are perfect, okay? We all fall short of the glory. You know how the verse go, right? But literally, none of us have it all together. Your favorite teacher is still being taught. Your favorite counselor still needs counseling. Your favorite comforter needs a little bit of comfort themselves. Your favorite therapist, hello, somebody, licensed therapist, check in. They do. Your favorite therapist, your favorite coach, they need instruction as well. They don't get it all together. A lot of times the Lord uses us to, teach from our own suffering and from the things that we've learned. I said all that to say, I have had to do the same thing. And it's a recurring thing. I think throughout life, you have to be willing to be humbled and realize when you're making a mistake or when you are purposefully doing something like allowing excuses to get in your way. Sometimes these things are subconscious, but when you are blessed with the ability to begin to notice what you're doing, which you can speed up that process by becoming a bit more aware of your own actions and your own thought processes, and you start to notice little patterns you see yourself doing, little iffy things, and you're like, ooh, that doesn't really line up with my values. Ooh, that doesn't really line up with my goals. Ooh, that doesn't really line up with what I speak out of my mouth. That's a blessing because now that you're aware of it, all you gotta do is humble yourself, receive it, and you can change it. But what you're not aware of, how are you gonna fix that? You don't think you have a problem. And I see this quote everywhere. You can't help someone change that doesn't or doesn't realize they have a problem or won't admit that they have a problem. Okay, so I said all that to say, please don't stifle it or explain it away, whatever it is that came up for you when I kept saying the title, which is girl, can we stop with the excuses? Girl, can we stop? Can we stop? Whatever is coming up for you, please don't stifle that. Don't explain that away. Don't laugh it away. What's going on, right? Because I can just speak for me. I know there are a couple of excuses that I have kept using over my lifetime, over the years. Sometimes they change. A lot of times the foundation is the same, but have really held me back from being as effective as I want to be, as productive as I want to be, as happy as I want to be, as in alignment with the Lord and my faith as I want to be. All of that, it's like, we set up all these pretty goals and desires, in the name of the Lord, also personally. And then all this other stuff gets in the way. That's what I want to talk about, is the mechanism by which all this other stuff is able to get in the way. Because it's not, in my opinion, it's just not factual that there is no way because of all the other stuff. Because you see people here, there, everywhere, who, despite all the same stuff you got going on and more, they get it done. And then also, if you serve the Lord, you know that nothing is impossible for you through Jesus Christ, and you do all things through Christ who gives you strength, right? Especially to execute his will. So what's really going on here? Okay, what seems to be going on is there are some excuses at work, possibly some self-sabotaging at work. But self-sabotaging often gets its fire and its fuel and its motivation from excuses. So that's what I want to talk about, excuses, right? And again, I have to do this work on myself as well. It's just literally why I'm motivated to do this episode, is because I've been thinking a lot about that more lately. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. I haven't uploaded an episode to this podcast in quite some time. Why? Because of excuses. Excuses, right? I keep telling myself, oh, I need a better trailer. Then I recorded a trailer and I feel like it's not good enough. I feel like it's not professional enough. It's not crisp enough, you know, it's not cool enough. It's not doing what I really wanted to do when I record it. Then I listen back, I'm like, oh, that's not really what I was really wanting to go for, you know. And what's up there now is just something I decided to stick with. But then I come up on the app, you know, I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, all that good stuff. But I create my podcast episodes through Anchor, and I come up on the app and I'm like, people are listening to this trailer. Jesus, what is going on? And part of me is like, no, don't let them do it. It sucks. And the other part of me is like, I still haven't done the research and put the effort in that I want to create the trailer that I really want to see out there in the world on my podcast. Why? Excuses. And so then I use that excuse as a reason why I can't upload another episode, because I don't want to promote it, because I don't want them listening to that ugly trailer, da 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 da. And it keeps going on and on and on. Ooh, the trailer's supposed to play before every episode. What am I gonna do? Because my trailer's not done. Okay, so I'll just wait till I do the trailer first before I do another episode. And then it goes on and on and on until days and days and days have passed and months have gone by, and I still have not even started on what I said was the reason why I couldn't start on the rest of what I really wanted to start on. You see what I mean? You see how it works, right? What kind of stuff are you doing like that in your life? You know, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell nobody. It's between you and Jesus if that's what you want it to be. But I think it's really, really critical to think about that, honestly, to humble ourselves and think about it. Okay, what things am I supposed to be doing? And you know what you're supposed to be doing. Even if you don't know specifically, you got an idea. The Lord's been drawing you. You've had the ideas yourself, you know, these goals, aspirations, etc., that you're just like, I should be, I want to be, I need to be. But time keeps going by and you're not doing it. What's up with that? When you gonna stop doing that? And I'm asking myself too, when are you gonna stop? And I decided, sure, I decided I'm done. Okay. Now the caveat is that this is a decision that you've got to make literally every day, very intentionally. And in the past, that's something that I not realized as much as I wish I had, is that you cannot just decide that you're gonna stop with the excuses on a day that you're feeling good and you're feeling very clear about what's going on and you're feeling very motivated. Okay, that's fantastic. That's the first step though. After that, each day, very intentionally, you've got to make that decision over and over and over and over again. It's similar to your relationship with the Lord. Each day, you've got to make the decision to deny yourself and follow Christ. Each day, you've got to make the decision to, I really want to do that, but my Jesus don't like that, so I have to tell that no. And it can't just be you say, I'm gonna do that today, because next week it might come back around. What are you gonna do? Right? And it can't be based off your feelings. You see where I'm going somewhere? See where I'm going with this? Excuse me. It can't just be based off of your feelings, because excuses love to ride on the wings of your feelings to be effective. Right? Today you feel excited and incredible. You're not playing with them excuses. You don't even let it rock. You get it done. You don't care. You tell yourself, no, this is happening. Next week, you're not so much in the mood. In fact, you're very tired, or you're very annoyed, or you feel confused. And you kind of just slowly let the door creak open to let those excuses in to help you not feel as bad about the fact that you are about to quit on yourself and your goals again. Or procrastinate on them, a soft quit, procrastinate on them again, push them to the wayside again. And those excuses, they have a function and a purpose. They help us feel better about that. They help us experience less cognitive dissonance, right? Less of that discomfort that comes from knowing that you're holding or doing two opposite things, right? Two things in opposition to what you believe or you say you believe, right? You say that like you're a go-getter and you're done making excuses and you want to be the best that you can be and you're never going to settle. But you settle every day in your daily life when you break promises to yourself and you don't do all that you know that you can do to have the best that you say you're not going to settle for any less than, right? It's like that discomfort that comes from knowing, ooh, I'm being kind of hypocritical. And so those excuses come in and they help us and they go, you know what? Like it's raining outside. It's raining so hard and it's so cold and the roads might be a little slick. Like you have to be careful. You can't go out there right now to go and do XYZ that you said you were going to do. Or, oh my gosh, it's like I'm so tired this morning and it was so cold. So, and that meeting really isn't until later on in this afternoon. And I always am so tired. I really need to give myself a little bit more rest. And so I won't spend that quiet time with the Lord this morning or going over my goals and my board and my intentions to make sure that I'm on track. I can do that later on in the afternoon. And the afternoon comes up and wow, what do you know? There's some other good reason for why you also it's okay that you don't do it then as well. I'm just giving these examples so that you could really think about it, about the function, the purpose of excuses. They are very, very helpful in that sense. And if you deny that, you kind of run the risk of making it even harder for you to humble yourself and be willing to make a change because change is uncomfortable and change often requires that D word that is probably the least liked in the self-development and all that stuff. Discipline. Change requires discipline. You feel like it today, you don't feel like it tomorrow, but it gets done, right? It has to be a serious, reason, an actual need for why it doesn't, as opposed to I just don't feel like it. And that's not always fun. Especially if you don't have someone over your shoulder keeping watch. You're the only one keeping watch, and so you break promises to yourself, habitually. It's the reason why our trust and esteem with ourselves is often so low, but that's another episode for another day. Anyway, the last thing I want to talk about before I hop off of here, because I don't want this episode to be too long and we're at 13 minutes, geez Louise. I want to encourage you guys to do something that I ended up doing earlier today in my prayer time with the Lord. And that is, and I'm just making this phrase up myself because I like it. But think about your excuse cocktail. Like what is your cocktail of choice when it comes to excuses? And I'm going to tell you what I mean. I was in prayer time with the Lord earlier and I was thinking over some things that I realized, oh my gosh, I've made so many excuses so that I could stay comfortable. I mean, I've made so many excuses so that I could stay comfortable. And it hasn't served me in the long run. It served me then. Felt good, but it hasn't served me well in the long run. And every time, time goes back around, it doesn't stop. And it comes back up to you again that you want to do this or you want to do that. And then you realize, oh, I thought about that before. And you went nowhere with it. And so you still have to start from scratch. And added in is that frustration and that guilt because you know that you should be farther on this than you are. But you know that it's your fault that you're not. And wishing that you were where you could have been if you'd already started instead of kept procrastinating. So I was reflecting with the Lord and I realized I had a little excuse cocktail going on. And the ones the cocktail, the mixture, the combination, that's what I mean by that excuse cocktail. What's the combination, the mixture, the formula that tends to come together for your excuses. And what I came up with was doubt, fear, and laziness. And I don't think I'm so special that that's just so unique. I think a lot of us struggle with that. Doubt that you're good enough or that you should trust your gut or trust the Lord or trust yourself and go for it, Doubt that things will be okay if you're making the wrong move. Doubt that everything does work together for your good. Fear about all of those things. Fear about how it'll look to others, fear about experiencing the discomfort within yourself when you realize you have so much to learn about something. You know, that's not always a good feeling, especially if you're a perfectionist or you like to, you like to feel like you got it together. When you are doing something bigger than you or beyond you, it's uncomfortable sometimes to realize, well, I don't have it together. I don't know how to do this. I don't even know who to ask to figure out how to do this, you know? And then laziness, because I was like, oh my gosh, girl, wow, the laziness is a problem and it needs to be resolved yesterday. But I had to be honest about that and ask the Holy Spirit, okay, Lord, if there's anything else I'm missing, please show it to me. But I know for sure those three have been a problem, working all together ridiculously effectively. And so then I repented and I asked the Lord to really help me because I've been doing a different thing. And I asked him to help me see, help me walk out this new walk of not like allowing the excuse cocktail to come for me and help me self-sabotage and be disobedient and not be my best. Right. So as I end out this podcast, I want to encourage you to do the same thing. You know, ask yourself the question, like, oh my goodness, self, when are you going to stop with these excuses? Get clear about what your excuses tend to be. What's the cocktail? What tends to work together to make you feel better about not doing what you said you were going to do, or you know you're supposed to do, or you know that you should do, or that you know would be good for you? And I just, you know, I encourage you to, do it with yourself, do it with the Lord, do it with someone that you feel comfortable with, where you're not going to feel judged, because it's really important that you allow yourself to be honest, you humble yourself so that you can be honest, so that you can actually move forward, because you are standing in your own way. Facts. I mean, for sure, I'm telling you. Like, okay, yeah, Satan's out there and he's got power, but he does not have power over you as a child of God unless you give it to him. You serve the God who freely gives you the authority and the power you need to do what you need to do. So it's really, when you get ready, you could tell the enemy to sit down. You could tell the demons to sit down. Okay, so what's been stopping you from being ready to do that? What's been in your way? And if you think it's all, oh, it's myself, okay, still get more specific and clear about that. What about yourself? What is it? What? Like, for real. Like, get specific and clear about that. Because once you can do some different things once you really understand or at least know what is going on, what needs to be changed. If you need any support with that, hopefully you guys remember. I know I haven't been on that podcast in a while, but hopefully you guys remember I am a certified Christian life coach. I am a certified professional coach, and now I'm a licensed therapist. Glory to God. But if you guys need some help with getting clear on that and working on that, just send me an email, thecoachingchristian@gmail.com, and we can talk about it. You don't have to do it by yourself. God has literally raised up people to help other people with different things. You know, it's just like, if somebody's saying, oh, they suck at doing their hair, and you're like, girl, I do hair. Let support a real one. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget, find me on social media, Marie, MarieEmft. Let me know what you think about the episode. Repost it on your story and tag me. I would love to hear you guys' direct thoughts about the episode. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a rating. I really, really appreciate things like that, where you can like have more contact with your listeners and with the people who like your content and are blessed by whatever the Lord gives you to say or do or create and whatnot. And with that, I will see you guys on the next episode. And hopefully some of you reach out to me to social media, because we got to hold each other accountable. We got to stop with the excuses. It's kingdom time in the body of Christ. The Lord's enlarging his kingdom. He's doing what he's got to do. Are you going to answer the call for what that looks like in your own life, how you're going to support that? Or, is the work going to be getting done while you're making excuses? And you kind of like, you're sitting on your own hand. Get up, babe. What'd you say to him? Arise, take up your own mat and walk. Get up, babe. Your hands, babe. Get off. Get up. Get up. Get off. All right. I'm rambling. I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much. God bless you. And bye-bye. Guys, thank you guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And remember, girl, you are queen.